Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Menachais, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei, Hakoimitz, Miutai, Ma'akev es Rubai. Meaning to say, in other words, you need the entire Koimitz. Literally, Hakoimitz, when it comes to the Koimitz, what the Kayan scoops up, the smaller part of the Koimitz, Ma'akev would hold back as Rubai, even the majority part of the Koimitz. In other words, if you're missing a little, even though you have the majority there, it's not good. The Torah says very clearly it has to be a full Koimitz. Weiter says the Mishnah, Ha'isarain. An asarain of flour is the minimum amount that is needed for a mincha. Different types of minchas may need different amounts, but it's never less than an asarain. Here too, mi'utai ma'akev ezrubai. If you're missing a little, it doesn't help to have ra'iv. The little holds back the ra'iv. If a mincha is missing even a little bit of its isarain, flour, you can't be makrevit. Even a kolshu, even a tiny drop, says the Bat Tanura. Weiter says the Mishnah, hayayin mi'utai ma'akev ezrubai. If the nesachim, when it comes to the wine, if you're missing even a small amount of the wine, you can't pour it on the mizbeach. Mi'utai, a little bit missing, ma'akev ezrubai would hold back the roiv, the majority that still remained. How much flour do you need? How much wine has to be poured? Well, remember these words from the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Yom Tov? Ever think about the title of those words? And their mincha, v'niskeihem, and the nesachim of wine, is like the Torah says it has to be. Three esrainim come along with a par, two esrainim for an aisle, and esarain for the kaves. The yayin kiniskoi and the wine according to the amount that is necessary for nesachim. For a lamb, it's 3 lug. For a ram, 4 lug. And for a bull, 6 lug. If any amount of wine is missing, then nesachim is not kosher. Weiter says the Mishnah, Hasoilus v'hashemen ma'akvin ze'azeh. Hasoilus means the fine flour, v'hashemen and the oil, ma'akvin ze'azeh. One holds back the other. If you don't have both ingredients, the mincha is not kosher. Now, most menachos have shem and zayis mixed into their flour. In the case of minchas nisachim, how much oil is added? The same amount of wine. The same 3 lug for a lamb, 4 lug for a ram, and 6 for a bull. In the case of stama minchas nedava, it's 1 lug of oil to the flour. But in any of these cases, if the mincha doesn't have the full amount of oil needed, it's not kosher. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, HaKoimitz v'halavayna ma'akvin ze'azeh. The koimitz and the levayna that have to be burnt on the mizbeach are both needed. Missing one, you don't have a kosher in mincha. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned over here in Peri Gimel Mishnah Hei. The koimitz has to be a complete koimitz. Missing a little, it doesn't help that we have most of it. And that's learned from the pasuk of Kamatz Misham Miloy Kumtzai. Every mincha needs at least an asarin of silas. That's a tenth of an eifa. Less than that, even a drop, the mincha is pasul. Now, stamazai, if you're menadev a mincha, you only need an asarin. But if you promise more, then you have to bring what you promised. That's learned from the pasuk of Kamatz Misham Miloy Kumtzai Mi Salta. Could have just said misoilas. What's the extra hey misalta? That comes to teach us that the shear of flour is indispensable. You have to have the full amount. When you bring a carbon oila or a shlamim, you have to bring along the sachim. If you're missing even a little, the bailim are not yaitza, they're chayiv. A michas nadav requires a log of shemen for the asarin of silas. Michas nesachim requires the amount of shemen, which is the same as the wine. There's no room to have even 1 drop less. Then the Mishnah told us that the silas and the shemen are ma'akev ze'azev. Someone had just silas and no shemen, or shemen and no silas. He can't be ma'akev one without the other. And for that matter, the kaimitz and the levaina are ma'akev ze'azev. You're ma'akev the kaimitz without the levaina, or the levaina without the kaimitz. It doesn't accomplish anything.